Welcome to the Kalamunda Sermoncast. This message was first delivered live at Kalamunda Church of Christ.
Happy Mother's Day. It's just fantastic watching the kids and seeing them. And when you've been part of a church for a long time, watching the kids grow, watching them come into adulthood, watching them become parents themselves, it's an incredibly moving thing. It's a wonderful thing to be able to watch, to see generations moving through in Christ. And I just love it. And I pray that I'll always get to see it. There was a primary teacher who was teaching her class all about magnets. All the clever things and all the wonderful things you could do with magnets. And the following week, she decided she would have a little test to see how many kids had been paying attention. So she put a little note on each desk that said, "I am a six-letter word beginning with M, and I pick things up and move things around. What am I?" You've got it, haven't you? 60% of the kids wrote mother. Picks things up and moves things around. Sure, they have a much higher calling in life, but that's probably most of you mums would say that's a fair part of my day. So that's good. Today is Mother's Day, a day to set aside to honour mothers. Like so many celebrations that we celebrate, when you actually look into its history, it's quite different to what it is today. Mother's Day, certainly in England, actually came out of Lent back in the 17th century. The certain day through Lent was considered Mothering Sunday. And I think in England it still is, and even in the timing, it's still different to here, which you find out when your mother lives in England and you forget to call her on Mother's Day because it's a different day in Australia. But there's another story there. But it was Mothering Sunday, and it was part of that time where we give up things. Lent was a run-up to Easter, and it was a time of sacrifice, a time of giving up. And so Mothering Sunday was a day to recognise the sacrifices that mothers make, to encourage the mothers. Often they were given gifts, but it was flowers or food to say thank you for what they've done. Today, it's a bit more commercialised. Today we see adverts, buy mum this, buy mum that, buy mum a brand new car, and she'll be happy. Yes, I got an amen from the corner over there. Far from it from me to suggest that we shouldn't buy mothers something on Mother's Day. Looking around, I can see far too many mothers for me even to suggest that. But the one thing I want to say is that I believe the motive behind the gift means more to the mother than the gift in itself. A genuine act of thankfulness that comes from the heart has little to do with the size of the wallet of the giver. Mothers are very good at reading hearts. Genuine thankfulness is a precious gift in itself. True thankfulness comes from the heart. This Mother's Day service really fits well into the series that we started last week, where we're talking about thankfulness, the power of thankfulness, and developing what I've called, and it's a well-known saying, an attitude of gratitude. Developing that in our hearts to become a natural part of who we are. Ben last week started the series off, and he spoke about how our attitudes can hold us back. He used the example of Jonah. And we all remember how he spoke about Jonah and gave us that challenge to think of somebody that we don't like. And I think some people got some people pretty quickly in their thoughts. But he talked about how changing our hearts brings our desires in line with God's heart. If we view through an attitude of gratitude, we begin to see things through God's eyes. Let's have another look at the text for the series that we're doing. We'll read that through. It's from 1 Timothy 2. I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Saviour, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Let me just pause and pray for a moment. Father, I just thank you for your word. Thank you for the power in your word. Father, thank you that your word has been read out much today. And Father, I just pray over these notes now, Lord, that if there is specific things that you want people to hear today, Father, you would give hearts to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Lord, I offer you these notes now and ask that you would use them to your glory. In Jesus' name. Here in this passage, Paul gives us petitions. He urges us to give petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving for everyone. So what will happen if we actually do that? What will happen if we follow Paul's advice? In this passage, there are two. There's two statements there. One, we will lead peaceful and quiet lives. Don't know about you, but that sounds attractive to me. And second, and probably even more important, it pleases our Saviour. It pleases God, our Saviour. Paul's own words. An attitude of gratitude has many implications. Not the least of these is it's actually a key to worship. It's a key. Gratitude is a key to our worship. The more we understand how lost we are without God, the more thankful we are that we have him. When we come to communion every week, it's a time to remember just how lost we would be without Jesus. Time to remember if we were lost, that we are lost without God, and be more thankful that he's in your life. Then worship comes from your heart, not from your head. When you're singing the words, they are coming from your heart. Thankfulness is at the heart of worship. The crux of Ben's message last week was thankfulness not only pleases God, but it releases God to be able to work in and through you. And the reverse of that applies too. Unthankfulness will hold you back from God being able to work in your lives. If you struggle with that concept, if you think, no, that can't be right, have a little word search through your Bibles. Look up hard heart, hardness of heart, calloused heart. You'll find that God speaks much about our attitude and how usable we are in the kingdom because of our attitudes. Today we say thank you to mothers. That's what today is all about. But we need to be able to say thank you to God for our mothers first. Now, for most of us, that could be relatively easy to do. And some of the prayers that the kids prayed this morning, I appreciate, because there are so many different aspects to motherhood and how many different areas that it affects. Some mothers, quite frankly, failed in their duty as parents. And some children find it actually quite hard to be thankful for their mothers. The reality is, your mother was God's plan for you. Whether you get on with her or not, whether she is still with us or not, she was God's plan for you. So we need to thank God for our mothers. Your mother was the vessel that God used to bring you life. So we want to thank God today for our mothers. But that attitude of gratitude is not just for mothers. It needs to permeate the whole family. And we don't just want to focus on mothers purely today because it's a family deal. There is incredible power in thankfulness. Never underestimate the power of thankfulness. It's two little words, thank you. If they come from the heart, they convey so, so much. when you develop this attitude of gratitude, a whole lot of different things can happen. Thankfulness can change the whole atmosphere in your family. How easy it is to focus on the negatives, where you start to focus on what hasn't been done rather than what has been done. The complete opposite of an attitude of gratitude. Where we see the shortcomings of people rather than the things that they do well. My academic abilities rate probably just alongside or below Steve's when he's talked about his academic abilities at school. Between us, I don't think if they added our scores together, we would have got a C. But when I did my counselling training, I had to do assignments. I had to do a lot of work that I'd never, ever done. And, yeah, it was 30 years. No, more than that. 35 years or so since I'd done any study. And I was terrified by these assignments, and I did them, and I put them in, and I think I did 5 assignments for the first one, and I was gobsmacked when the scores came back because I got a couple of A's, I got an A plus, I can't remember, but they were way over the top scores, and I actually phoned my mum in England because she'd asked me to let her know how I got on, and I gave her the results, and I got this, and the first thing she said was, why couldn't you do that at school? She's a lovely lady, my mum, but it was just that reflex reaction of focusing on the negatives instead of building up the positives. So it's an interesting exercise, but rather a good example of how that does. When we see people's shortcomings rather than what they do well. When we start to take each other for granted and forget to say thanks to our wives, guys. When we forget to say thanks to our wives for the care that they give us, husbands, for the love that they give our children, for the way that they take care of the house. Wives, do they often take time to thank their husbands for the things that he does? For going to work every day. And I know I'm narrowing it down with a fairly narrow brush here, but do they thank their husbands for being the provider in the house? Do they thank their husbands for taking care of the yard, for keeping the cars going, all those things? Children here. If you want to please God in your life, then start thanking your parents for the things that they've done for you. When was the last time you said to your mum, thanks for making my school lunches every week, mum? Thanks for tidying up behind me when I leave the stuff lying around. Thank you that you pray for me. Kids, you will be amazed the difference it would make. An attitude of gratitude changes your world, and it can change your family too. Thankfulness places our hearts in line with God's heart. That was something that came up last week as well. Thankfulness places my heart in line with God's heart. You probably find that nowhere more than in the story of the prodigal son. Yeah, most of you know the story of the prodigal son, and goes off and he does the wine women song thing and blows all the money, and he comes back when he realizes what a mess he's made, and his father is waiting, looking for his son. As soon as he sees him on the horizon, he lifts up his tunic so he can run faster. In that time, that was a bad thing to do, because it was an embarrassing thing to do that. But he saw his son and he ran to him. And did he say, what did you do with the money? Where were those women? Oh, don't you smell horrible? You've been in a pig pen all this time. No, he loved him. He loved him, and he wrapped his arms around him, and he killed the fatted calf, and he got a celebration. He was so thankful that his son was returned. What was lost was found and returned. We see the Father's heart for you. That story is a story of God and his people. That he would run towards you, that he would wrap his arms around you. So thankful for the child that was lost and now is found. When we focus on the good that's happened rather than the bad, we align our hearts with God. And it's worth noting here, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, you are not beyond God's love for you. Never, ever doubt that. We've all had a journey. We've all had things happen to us. But you are never beyond that love of God to reach out and to welcome you back home. Okay, who can tell me what's the fifth commandment? Honor your mother. Yes. Yeah, good. Just making sure you're awake. Fifth commandment. Honor your mother and your father. And this comes with a promise. What's the promise? Yes, long life. That it may go well with you, it says in my Bible. Kids, again, kids, you need to hear this. Kids, when you thank God for your mum and dad, when you say nice things about them to others, when you thank your mum and dad for the things that they do for you, when you do as they ask you to do, you honour your mother and father. And the Bible says if you do that, things will go well with you. It was great to hear some of the kids saying the things that they appreciate their mother for. I was going to ask a few more, but in expedience of time, we'll just remember those things that were said. Thankful for hugs. Thankful when I was sick. Thankful when you care for me. All those things. Kids, remember to say those things to your mum and dad. Tell them how much you love them. Tell them how much you're grateful for the things that they do. And I guarantee you, you can bank this. It will change your lives. It will change your lives. Adults, we also need to honour our parents. If they're alive or not, they were still God's chosen person for you. No matter what kind of parent they were, you have to honour your mother and father. And it will go well with you. For me, this was a very, very hard passage when I first became a Christian. My father, I've already mentioned my mother. She's a beautiful lady, still going. Was she 85 now? And a lovely lady with her faults, as we all have. But I have no problem in honouring my mum. I say things that she does, but she's a lovely, lovely lady. But my father was one who was, as a child, he was, for me, he was emotionally detached. He was a good provider. He had a fairly good job, and we lived in a reasonable house, first people in the street to get colour television. And, yes, kids, once upon a time, there was no colour television. But he was emotionally completely and utterly detached from me. And when he left home, when I was 18, I had nothing but contempt for the man. Nothing at all. And so it was a real struggle when this came across this passage. But then I began to find out things about my dad. I began through my counselling course to find out what made him tick, to find out his family background, find out things that made him function. And the reality was he didn't know how to emotionally attach. He had no idea. His family never taught him that. So he never had the options. I also heard quite recently of some stories. He was in the Fleet Air Arm flying sea fires off the Indefatigable aircraft carrier. And I've heard stories of great stories of bravery and courage. And, you know, I now have no problem in honouring my father, none whatsoever, because I forgave him for what he did to our family. And I've learnt more about him, and I can honour him before God now. And it's changed my life. It's changed my view on so many things. Thanksgiving releases blessings. Thanksgiving aligns your heart with God's heart. Thankfulness can change the whole atmosphere of your family. Thankfulness can change your life. That's the power of thankfulness. If you're writing notes, if you are writing notes, write those things down. Thanksgiving releases blessings. Thanksgiving aligns your heart with God's heart. Thankfulness can change the whole atmosphere within your family. Thankfulness can change your life. An attitude of gratitude, when maintained, will change the colour of your world. What is it? Half full? Half empty? It's a well-known analogy, but it can change your life. Do you lament the bit that's gone? Or do you celebrate the bit that's still there? Attitude of gratitude says, thank you for that, and I'm going to enjoy that. It's an attitude of gratitude for the whole deal. We're talking about the whole family here. We're talking about every aspect of your life, building thankfulness into your life. I want to close with where I started from, of being thankful to God first. There's a passage in Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, if you've got your Bibles there. If it's not, if you haven't, then it's up on the Word. I encourage you, do bring your Bibles, because that becomes, it's your lifeline. And you might want to mark some of these passages to be able to go back to. Okay, Colossians 3, starting at verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience, bearing with each other, and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of body you are all called to peace. There's that attitude of gratitude. Continues, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell amongst you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Can't be any clearer. Don't need my words. Can't be any clearer than that. Before we can be thankful towards each other, we have to be thankful to God for each other. Before we can be thankful towards each other, we have to be thankful to God for each other. The worship team would like to come up. Just want to, yep, got a couple of minutes. The worship team would like to come up. Whilst they're coming up, what I'd like us to do is to stand together. If you'd like to stand. It's Mother's Day, and it's a time of praying. And it's a time of giving thanks to God for each other. And I just wanted to allow an opportunity for you to be able to pray. To pray a prayer of thanks. For your mother, for your father, for your brothers, for your sisters, for your children. Children, you can do this. Your parents have stood alongside you. Join in with us and pray a prayer of thanks for your mum and dad, because they love you. They love you so much. And God loves you. And God wants you to pray for your mum and dad. So just for a few moments, if you care just to pray, you can pray out loud if you wish, or just pray silently, but just take this opportunity to pray. Now, don't forget, there are some who will struggle with this. I understand that. There are some who will struggle. But the beauty of a God that loves you like he does is he understands. So he understands where you're at in all of this, and he will meet you in those prayers. So let's pray together. Father, first of all, we are thankful to you. Thankful that you first love us. Thank you that for those of us who know you, you watched on the horizon for us to come. And you ran to us. An amazing picture of a loving Father who loves his children so much. And so, Father, it's out of a heart of gratitude that we come before you and say thank you for our respective parents. Thank you that you have blessed us with life through them. Father, thank you that you have blessed us with love through them. And, Father, I pray for those who are struggling with relationships with mothers or fathers, Lord, that today, by your Spirit, you will bring a breakthrough. That you will bring an attitude of gratitude into their hearts, Lord. Father, that they may find themselves in a place of just so in love with you that that love flows to those around. And so, Father, I thank you for mothers. I thank you for my mother. I thank you for the grace and the love that is shown through mothers and the blessings that come through motherhood. Lord, would you wrap your arm around the families here? And Father, I pray for those who are here who maybe don't even know your love, Lord, have not experienced your love, or experienced your love and then felt they've lost it. Lord, that you would meet them today. Father, for those who've never stepped out to trust into you, today maybe they be the day that they will run into your arms today, Lord. The day that they will reach out to you and ask you to be Lord of their lives. Father, every day is an opportunity, but Father, right now, I pray that in the quietness of this moment, you would touch their hearts, Lord. I just want to know you so much more deeply. Our Lord, we entrust the rest of this Mother's Day into your hands. And Father, as we celebrate together, help us not to lose sight of the God who gave us the mothers in the first place. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this sermon from Kalamata Church of Christ. You are inspired or challenged by this message. We hope that you will share it with a friend. And hey, let us know too. Find us at kalamatachurchofchrist.org.au. Also look for us on Twitter and Facebook.